This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The more we learn about Neanderthals, the more like us they become. They made jewelry from shells and eagle talons. They probably painted cave art. They may have buried their dead as well. And now some archaeologists say evidence is mounting for yet another skill the Neanderthals might have shared, the ability to navigate the seas.
And maybe that's just part of the human psyche of wanting to go and explore places, and maybe that extends back further than we would have thought.
Alan Simmons of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He presented this case at a meeting of the Society for American Archaeology in Washington, D.C., first reported on in an article by journalist Andrew Lawler in the journal Science. The case goes like this. Hundreds of stone tools have now been found, lodged in ancient soils on Mediterranean islands like Crete and Naxos. We can't date the tools directly. They're too old for that. But Simmons says you can put them into a rough chronology with other tools, based on their sophistication. He compares it to car styles.
The tail fins of old Cadillacs, you know, you could seriate those and you could show, well, this is older than this or more recent than this, but you couldn't put an absolute date on it. But that's exactly what we do with typologies and technology. You know, this is the way these tools were made during a certain time period.
Those clues and other hints, like the fact the stone tools are buried in ancient soils, suggest the implements could date back to the Middle Paleolithic, somewhere between 50 and maybe 200,000 years ago, meaning they could have been made before we Homo sapiens showed up. And therefore, to leave tools on the islands, the toolmakers must have plied the seas.
To me, what this suggests is something I've suspected all along, is that, say, Neanderthals at least had the same cognitive capabilities that fully modern people do. Because you don't just make a boat or a raft or whatever and go out and float around in the ocean. I mean, there's a lot of cognition involved. You have to have navigation skills. This has implications for language.
It's just speculation for now. Boat remains are nowhere to be found. But perhaps new digs and better dates on the tools that have already been uncovered will strengthen the case. Till then, it seems that old stereotype about Neanderthals being brutish cave dwellers is already critically endangered, if not extinct.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.